Sweat is just dripping down my back.
I believe you.
Feel it.
No.
Come on, put your... One second. Shit. Okay. Feel my back.
I don't want to feel your back.
Splice, splice, splice. Feel my back.
I don't want to feel your back.
Feel it.
Feel my back.
I don't want to feel your back.
Feel it.
Sweat is just dripping down my back.
I believe you.
No. I'm going back. Okay. Okay. Woo! Wait, I think a puppy's dying. Okay. Sweat is just dripping down my back.
I believe you.
Feel it.
No.
Come on, put your hand there.
God damn it.
Sweat's just...
Somebody kill the dog.
Kill. Oh, shit. Yeah, wait for this anyways. Great timing.
Oh, it's hot.
Right in the beginning.
Fly a plane through that pause.
I was just like, that's not necessary that I say wraps her arms around Barbara.
What's that smell?
She sniffs, doesn't smell much of anything, really. Dumpster over there?
Nah, that's not what I'm smelling.
He sniffs the air, then sniffs her. What are you doing?
Do I smell what I think I smell?
What do you smell?
What do you think I smell?
I think you smell that dumpster.
That character's totally creepy. Like, it's totally creepy.
No, you're doing it right. Oh gosh, we gotta try this again. Okay, let's go back to what's that smell. Okay. An impatient Jean watches her father comparing wines inside.
Where is it? What's that smell?
Do it again.
What's that smell?
She sniffs. Doesn't smell much of anything, really. Ivy slips in and takes her seat. Little Charles goes to put
Fatty Mae.
That's what they meant, you know it. Maddie Faye's casserole on the table, but drops it. It lands on the floor with a slickening splat.
Whoa.
Whoa. God damn it! I gotta do it again.
Opa.
We gotta do it again.
We gotta do it again.
Because it clipped. My god damn it did it. Okay. Splice, splice, splice. Back to ad lib greetings. An awkward beat. The men glumly put their suit backs on. Hold on, let me go again. Splice, splice, splice. An awkward beat. The men glumly put their suit coats back on.
Someone should probably say grace.
Is there something going on between you and little Charles?
I don't know that I'm comfortable talking about that.
Because you know he's our first cousin.
Give me a break.
You know you shouldn't consider children.
I can't anyway. I had a blah blah. Fuck. I really wanted to get that right. Go back to the first line. Is there something going on?
Is there something going on between you and little Charles?
You know, I'm not proud of this.
Really? You people amaze me. What, were you drunk? Was this just some...
I wasn't drunk, no. Maybe it's hard for you to believe, looking at me, knowing me the way you do. All these years, I'm gonna wait for the plane. Splice, splice, splice.
Splice, splice, splice.
Are you gonna be cutting the tape and splicing it together?
She'll be gonna cut her laptop.
It's like, old school.
This isn't sharp enough.
Okay, I'm really gonna get into her. Okay. All right. Splice, splice, splice. Let's start from Did Dad Know? And, of course, your humble hostess, Elle Latham, as the other people. Maddie Faye Aiken, Jean Weston, the narrator, obviously, and...
She also made airplane sounds and trash dumpster sounds.
And the other person. I forgot the other. Ivy Weston. I'm going to do that again since we had the thing.
That was Elle doing an impression of an airplane. She's really good.
Splice, splice, splice. And your humble hostess, Elle Latham, as Jean Weston, Ivy Weston, Maddie Faye Aiken, and the narrator, of course, of the story, of the wonderful script that was very talkative to us. I mean, had a lot to say about the situation that was going on. I love that script. It's hilarious. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode. And sorry it's a little late this year. It was a rough holiday. A lot of people out of town.
People set their clocks to this episode, Al. Now they're all thrown off.
I'm sorry we ended up being as long as The Hateful Eight, but hopefully you had as much fun. Or more, possibly. No.
Use
okay,
more,
bye.
Use more N-words.
Adios!